Tuesday mornings, right around 7:50, we check in with Patrick from Montague Webworks for our Montague Webworks website of the week. Dun, dun, dun. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
So this morning's site, where are we going today?
We're
going
to go to thebestdesigns.com.
Thebestdesigns.com. Oh, this sounds like something like my wife would like because we're redoing our bedroom.
It's not interior design.
Oh.
It's web design.
Web design. Okay.
Web design.
Well, I know a lot of people these days, obviously they're interested in going online at work when the boss isn't looking, but they're also interested in having their own websites.
They are, and this is an example of...
Do you know how many people have come up to me and asked me if I have a kevincollins.com yet?
Probably in the tens.
At least in the tens. Or we're almost there.
It's crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Having a website and a marketable presence that's online for your business, even if your business is Kevin, is almost a prerequisite for doing business today.
Oh, sure.
And one of the component pieces of having that web presence is how does it look and feel?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been to a website that you thought was ugly.
You knew right away it was ugly.
Or if you thought it was out of date.
Yep.
It may tell you a few things. For example, you may not know the business. So you may be surfing for, let's say, a service provider.
Mm-hmm.
And you hop on their website, and it looks like something that hasn't been paid attention to since 1996, for mm-hmm. example. What does that say to you about the company?
The company, exactly, yeah.
What does it say to you? If you were to do that, how would it make you feel?
It would make me feel like I want to find another service provider.
That's exactly correct.
Right.
And that's the standard response that mm-hmm. most people give.
Mm-hmm.
So how it looks and feels is very important. So this particular site, thebestdesigns.com, is an example of many different types of sites that rate and log what they consider to be the best designed sites that exist on the internet.
Oh, okay. So this is a good, they'll say, this is a good example of this.
Correct.
This is a good example of getting someone's attention.
This is a good example of how to use animation in a web design.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great example of a really funky design that you know, for whatever intent and purpose that person thought was interesting.
Okay, so as an aside, does the people over at Montague Webworks, would they use this as a reference site?
We use a lot of different sites as reference sites, but mm-hmm. we usually use the customer's choices about aesthetics for reference.
Mm, oh, okay.
So we say to somebody, for example, if you were to come to me and say, I need a website.
KevinCollins.com.
I'd say, Kevin, go out and find 5 websites that look a way that makes you feel good about KevinCollins.com.
Uh-huh.
You come back to me and we'd look at them together and say, what are the elements here that you like?
Mm-hmm.
What are the elements you don't like?
Mm-hmm.
So find some commonalities in design. And then create a concept that works for you. So this is a reference site. You can take a peek at it. Anyone can take a peek at it. And look at what's happening out there in the world, too.
Right.
I don't know if you do this. Maybe not in your business. But in my business, I shop my competition online all the time.
Uh-huh.
I like to see what they're doing. I like to see how they look.
See their products.
Exactly. And that's a way to make design choices.
Thebestdesign.com.
The best designs.
Designs, plural.
.com.
Got it. It's our Montague Webworks website of the week. Patrick, have a great day.
Thanks, Kevin.